Okay, we're talking Batman on Thanksgiving Day Eve here. Brian McTavish, how are you, buddy?
Brussels sprouts and Batman.
Those are good, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I just had one.
Stupid.
I need a little coffee.
Good.
Yeah, hold on here. One moment.
Take a little coffee and wash it down. But, boy, those are something.
I don't think Batman would go for the Brussels sprouts. Now, Bruce Wayne, that's his cover. He has Brussels sprouts.
Right.
he eats them so Batman doesn't have to.
Yes, he does.
Okay, the Batman TV theme from the wonderful, if you were 10 at the time.
Because Batman's coming to town, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right, yeah. So
he lives.
He lives. He's been living ever since introduced in Detective Comics number 27.
You're still
27.
Working on those Brussels sprouts,
aren't you? Oh, yeah. Yes, they're excellent, by the way. Thank you. So Batman's been around forever. First showed up in 1938. Mm. And, movie serials and a great TV show starring Adam West and Burt Ward in the 60s.
I love that show.
The comic books are great. And
that was so exciting when that show first came out. So exciting.
Well, yeah, let's see. I was all of eight.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe eight, maybe seven. And when that show came on, the streets were empty. All the kids went inside. I watched that color show on black and white and imagined what it would look like in color. Yeah. Anyway, so Batman is bigger than ever on the pop culture scene. There probably isn't an entertainment format that the Caped Crusader has not scaled or is capable of scaling. And that includes Batman Live, the World Arena Tour stage show.
My goodness.
Which, it's crazy. It's come to this. I mean, where do you go from here, Batman?
Where do you go from here?
He's downtown at Sprint Center. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
You think he'd be too busy fighting crime.
Two shows
to
Sunday.
Be hanging out at the Sprint Center. But
memories on Monday.
Yeah.
No. Well, okay. Yes, he is too busy fighting crime, but he has to make money to fight crime. And so he will make his money this weekend. And basically what I think the plot, it's an original story, but, basically they're borrowing from the comic book tale from many, many, many years ago in which Dick Grayson was a circus performer with his parents. The parents died tragically, mm-hmm. nefariously during the trapeze portion of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was adopted by Bruce Wayne. And so that origin story is going to get played out. When Robin the Boy Wonder was added to the Batman mythos fairly early on in the late 30s, Batman carried a gun. Batman was grim. They got rid of that. And as a result, they wanted to soften Batman's edges. So they introduced Robin. So there's going to be a lot of Robin. Just like Captain America had Bucky, the Human Torch had Toro, Green Arrow had Speedy, Batman has Robin. He was actually the first teenage hero sidekick. So it's going to be a lot of laughs at the Sprint Center this weekend.
And all Brian's picks are up on our website, kcur.org.
She got me to stop drinking. And for that, I'm thankful. She almost pulled off pulling me through. And she got me standing upright, even had me coming home nights. But she never got me over you.
Sounds like country music to me. That's traditional right down the pike.
Well, that's why we're here today, to talk about our traditional country. He's a chestnut among country artists. That's Mark Chestnut. Thank you very much.
Yes.
It's country. It's 8 o'clock Friday night at Knucklehead Saloon.
Great place to hear your music,
Great place to hear your music. And, of course, Mark Nelson Chestnut, the Beaumont, Texas native. He's not quite as popular with the masses as he might have been 20 years ago, but boy, he laid it down, and he's going to play the hits, and it's a great place to see your favorite artists up close. I'm sure there'll be a meet and a greet, and for example, there's got to be somebody out there that has a copy, a vinyl copy of Doing My Country Thing, which was Mark Chestnut's very first record, independently released in the late 80s. If you have it, and I know you do, bring it with you, because he'll sit down. And I went to go see Nick Lowe not too long ago. We talked about the Nick Lowe show ahead of time. Great show. But he sits down, as they all tend to do at
Knuckleheads.
Thank you very much. And he'll sign it. You'll never guess what I had Nick Lowe sign of mine.
I'm afraid to ask.
You'll never guess. Well, I don't know if it was the extra drink or the fact usually a dollar bill. You'll pull a dollar bill out, sign it. I had him, I had him sign my driver's license.
No.
And I haven't been pulled over yet. That's going to be a story to tell the highway patrol officer. But I'd highly recommend Mark Chestnut. He's going to, he'll be very entertaining. And what a classic sound of country he offers.
8 p.m. Friday at Knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
Then morning on Saturday, I got my girls and we're skipping town. In my 67-442, got the rag top down. Hal Dean's on the radio, ain't it funny how they sing along? Makes me smile just a little bit because it's not a Miley Cyrus song. These are the moments we can share. Come on, let me take you there. Loaded up and living right. Fast cars on a summer night.
There's still more country.
Yes.
More country.
Yes, but with
also
a twist.
Also Friday night. But also 8 o'clock Friday night.
You got to pick your country artist. That's yes. Aaron Lewis. It's
Aaron
country,
Lewis.
But with a twist. 8 o'clock Friday at the Midland Theater. Aaron Lewis is, was, and will be probably for quite some time. He's still the front man for the hard rock band Stained.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, you know, that's a rant-friendly kind of dour hard rock thing,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, there's really quite a sad and serious side to that music that he plays. And,
yeah.
But he grew up listening to country music, right? And a couple years ago, he thought, well, why not, right? So he is actually, I like this better than Stained. No big surprise there. But he's very versatile. I think the country music and hard rock, what do they have in common? What's the common chord? They both come from the heart. And this guy,
I guess.
Anyway, well, no, he's really good. And he's going to do all these songs, as that one is from The Road. That song is called Endless Summer. And, okay, you might ask, why is he writing songs about endless summer when he was previously singing about suicide? For one reason, quote, he says, it proves I can write a happy tune. He's a happy guy.
When you want quality, I'm the one to see. There's many women out there, but they're not as good as me. The kind of love I get, every man can't have in his life. You see, I'm high quality, and that comes with a price.
What do we got here?
Ms. Jody.
Yes.
Down. She's coming up from Mississippi Way. She's going to be part of the Thanksgiving breakfast dance.
Ms. Jody.
It's the once-a-year Day of the Turkey Blues Bash. This year it stars Floyd Taylor, son of Johnny Taylor. I think he's from Kansas City. Johnny Taylor was. Great, great famous blues artist. Ms. Jody, she has very high standards. Here she's singing, the better the goods, the higher the price. And if you're lucky, she might sing, I might be your part-time lover, but I won't be your full-time fool. She's very, very, very good. As well as local artists, James Whitney and the Pepper Band and Lady Vivian. Love to see Lady Vivian maybe square off with Ms. Jody. Okay, doors open at 8:30, Day of the Turkey, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kansas National Guard Armory, 18th and Ridge, KCK. It's BYOB, bring a bottle. Have fun.
If you want to work off all that turkey or prepare to work off all that turkey, here's your answer, right?
Well, you just stole my lead.
There you go.
But I think I don't know. Whatever happened to
you? I do that sometimes.
Whatever. Do you?
Yes.
You exercise and then eat?
Run, walk, stroll.
Yeah, okay. It's the Thanksgiving Day. Again, Day of the Turkey. Thanksgiving Day, 5K runs. There's at least three. There's the Ward Parkway Thanksgiving Day run. Yes, along Ward Parkway. There's the Hyde Park Pilgrim Run.
How far is that?
It's 5K, or for me, it'd be about 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then it's onto the turkey and the football.
Yeah, there you go.
Then there's the Thanksgiving Day 5K and family stroll, maybe the most family-friendly. You know, you've got kids are welcome and strollers are welcome, and that's also the Day of the Turkey. Sprint Campus, that one. So they all start at 9 o'clock. You can show up early and register. But frankly, I don't know. You're not going to see me there. You're not going to see me there.
Not going to do that.
No. I watch football all day. I smell what's good in the air. I eat what's good on the plate. And I'll just be ruminating about what to talk about on the show next week tomorrow.
And that's Brian McTavish. Buddy, thanks for coming in. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. And these are great. What are these again?
Russell Sprouts.
Russell Sprouts. One more for the road.
You bet.
Yeah.
You can find Brian's extended weekend to-do list and our information about our broadcast at kcur.org. Who's flipping the switch for the Plaza Lights this year? Do we know?
The Elders.
The Elders?
And members of, what's the soccer team?
KC Sporting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're going to flip it, and I'm going to have another Brussels sprout.
We're off tomorrow, but you can join us on Friday as our DVD gurus share movies for which they're thankful. The show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.